Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey.
Hey. Happy birthday, Britney Spears. Baby girl, you 40 yes. And you are free. Yeah, so we love you, Britney. All right, y'all, what else is going on today?
You're not going to believe when Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson stepped in.
And Adam Levine got everyone talking with some new ink. But wait till you hear what he says about it.
And later, Andrew Freud is joining us and sharing his interview with Jennifer Coolidge, Michael Urie, and the cast of Single All the Way. And I've got entertainment journalist Tanner Thomason back with me. Tanner!
What's up, Jerry?
Tanner.
So good.
How you doing?
Hey,
thank you so much. I'm very glad to be back. Brad, what you got first?
All right, by now everyone has heard of the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Well, check out how it has affected these musical acts. Now, the defunct Hong Kong band Omicron is finally getting the attention that they never got
oh, no.
before. Are you surprised? And it didn't take long before Black Twitter renamed it the Omarion variant after the R&B singer. Oh, Lord. Twitter user Lolo Von Z dropped a meme including Omarion's touch video and said, "The Omarion variant chasing me down like this." And another Twitter user, Allison Gill, said, "Black people already calling the new COVID drop the Omarion variant. We are really going to laugh our way through this apocalypse, honey." But Omarion does not have a problem with it, y'all. He is absolutely cool with it. He said, "There's nothing more healing than music or a good laugh. I'm thankful to be able to give people both, even if it's at my expense." I love Omarion.
Yeah.
Now, would y'all be cool with this if this were y'all? Because I stopped drinking Coronas after it was called a coronavirus.
I mean, it seems like everybody kind of has some wins in there. Like, the band Omicron probably needs to put the group back together again, because now you're Google Analytics is about to be on fire. And Omarion should actually, like, capitalize this on well. I saw somebody tweet that, like, when you get the Omarion variant, it puts an ice box where your heart used to be.
Used to be.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Okay, I'm with you. I think you need to capitalize on it. It's like, you may have the Omarion variant, but I got the cure. Like, come see my
family. Yeah. I've got a jab for you.
I got a shot for you.
Hello.
Okay, y'all. Adam Levine is kind of the king of ink. He has tons of tattoos, but his latest one got people talking. So his wife, Bahati, shared a picture of Adam sporting a black rose tattooed on his temple.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this got everybody wondering if a former sexiest man alive would really mess with his face like this. Well, it turns out that the ink was fake, so check what Adam said about it.
This message is from my mother. I do not have a tattoo on my face. Because those that know me know that I am too vain. So I'll tattoo the rest of this, but no, the face has got to stay the same.
So, y'all, he don't want his mama. He don't want to be dealing with his
mama
with his face tattooed. Were you guys fooled?
It looks
by the
pretty
pic?
Real
I
to me.
I thought it was. I thought it was real.
No,
100%.
I wasn't fooled at all. I knew he wasn't inking his face. He's not a rapper. So no way he would just put all that ink and mess up his face.
Well,
honey.
He's got tattoos already, so I
but
wouldn't be surprised.
Body.
Have you ever seen, y'all ever seen Adam Levine without his shirt on? I hate to say this, Adam. His tattoos aren't good. So I would not have been surprised for him to get a rose on the
Thank
side
you.
Of his head.
And
Mike Tyson, that's the first face tattoo I've seen.
Yo, Iron Mike definitely started the trend. You're absolutely right, Gary. Gary, if you were going to get a face tattoo, what would you get? You have to get one. What would it be?
Probably a silver bullet.
A silver bullet?
I think he's talking about the sex toy, y'all. It's not what you
Why?
Think. Just back away slowly. Back away slowly.
Oh.
No one gets hurt.
So, okay, thank you, HK. I was like, what the...
I was like, what kind of werewolves are you hunting?
We stepped in there because because we know everything is sexual with Gary. Yeah.
Why? So well, how the hell you can say that, Sherry? Everything you say is sexual, don't you? Try it, niece.
You got me on that one, Gary.
Okay. All right, guys. Listen up. This is my favorite story of the day. It seems like people are desperate for stories about Kim Kardashian and my alter ego, my man, Pete Davidson. Okay. One outlet even made a headline that Kim ditched Kanye's Yeezy shoes in favor of some kicks that Pete approves. Lord. You know, like that little rhyme there? So that's because she was spotted wearing black and white checkered Vans instead of her usual Yeezys. And Pete has previously been seen wearing the same type of Vans.
Okay.
Now listen, conspiracy theory alert. Were they reaching for a story, or do you think that she's wearing those because he likes them?
Let's go even deeper. Maybe they wear the same size shoe, and she's literally wearing Pete Davidson's shoes.
HK. Because we wear your t-shirts. No, but you know what? I literally, the way this romance is going, I really think they're going to be wearing matching clothes.
Yeah. Well, you saw him a couple weeks ago at the birthday party. Like, I think Pete had the top. She had the bottoms or the other way around. They're already swapping.
You know what? Also, maybe her ditching the Yeezys is part of her shedding and letting go.
And I will say, Yeezys were probably easier to get when she was married to Kanye, because I am an avid sneakers collector, and I struggle. And I got boxed, and I still can't get the shoes I want usually.
You know, maybe she'll put them on eBay, HK, and you could buy them.
Yeah, I don't want to pay that price, man.
I don't know if this is going to work. This is a pitch, guys. But, you know, once you go Pete, the shoes match the feet. I don't know. That's it or not.
Y'all got to give it to Tanner. It took him all morning. It took him all morning to come up with it. Come on now.
Sherry walked in the room. I'm like, show Sherry, I'm working on this joke. Once you go Pete, and then, yeah, I don't know. We're workshopping. Right. We're workshopping.
We're proud of you, baby. We're proud of you. Nice try.
This is a warning. Stop doing it for the gram, y'all, and pay your damn bills, baby. Oh. Because, honey, these debt collectors, honey, can now slide up in your DM and attempt to collect their coins.
Oh, my God.
So, honey, this cloud chasing and stunting, honey, y'all doing out there, Brett, stop it. Because, child, honey, they're
don't say
for
Brett.
You and all your
chase jewelry
and
honey.
Rental cars.
Gary is not exaggerating. As of this week, according to new financial regulations, debt collectors can contact people via their social media account, but only through private messaging. So they're sliding in your DMs.
Who pays attention to private messages?
Okay. Yo, Sherry, we'll look at your private messages.
Listen,
there's some weird ones sliding in there. So that's your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter accounts, and there's no limit on how many times they can reach out. Sherry, you looking in your DMs right now?
We can block.
Oh, wait.
We can restrict.
Oh, you're going to block them?
We can
delete. Wait, hold on.
No, Sherry.
I got one. They said I got to pay my child support.
They sent a text.
Yeah, but they don't know about this block and delete.
Okay.
And swipe.
Yes.
All right. But see, that's the problem. See, here's the problem with bill collectors being able to go into your DMs. They can see exactly what you're buying. Mm. They can see. So that you can't, you know, when they call you on the phone, you do the whole thing. I don't have the money.
Yeah.
Like, I can't pay you right now. Mm. But if you know you done bought a Louis Vuitton doggone bag.
Oh, that's real funny, Sherry, because I see on Instagram yesterday you posted with your new Louis Vuitton bag.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's, ooh.
Girl, that's true. Girl, you borrowed that from Niecy, girl.
Okay. There you go, Brett. Brett's a hustler.
It ain't mine.
All right, y'all, keeping it moving. Last night, the Masked Singer got a little less funky. Mm. Because after performing Aretha Franklin's I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Michael Bolton, the skunk got sprayed and had to reveal themselves. And it was none other than 8-time Grammy nominee Faith Evans.
Woo!
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Faith Evans. I knew it, honey.
Love it.
I knew it.
You knew it was Faith?
And so. I knew it was her. I tweeted it, and the people from the Masked group, or the Masked Singer, they tweeted me back, said, are you sure? I'm like, yes.
So maybe that would explain why, like, her and Stevie J been having some issues. She's been secretly creeping around, and he probably thought it was with somebody else. Come to find out, boom, she was creeping on him with a show.
That's why she was like, get out of my face in the video. Leave me alone. Because she knew she was doing Masked Singer, HK. Right. Damn, Stevie, you should feel really horrible.
Why you come home smelling like this, Faith?
Why you smelling like a skunk, Faith?
Yo, we are all going to sit at a dish with Faith Evans, a.k.a. the skunk, on Monday. So make sure you set a reminder and stay right here because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
So y'all listen to this craziness, okay? A group of Young Thug fans were duped into thinking he would play Santa, but instead got a lump of coal in their stockings, baby. So y'all, a rumor began to circulate online that Thugger was going to pay for everybody's purchases at Walmart. However, once people packed their shopping carts with items, Honey Thug was nowhere to be found.
Oh, shit.
Listen. Now listen, it is unclear where the rumor started, being Thug nor his team put this out there.
I think that's good for them to buy these stuff. Hell, buy your own TVs and stuff. Go to work. And you saw them baskets? They had get a gift card.
The baskets were greedy.
Yes, they were.
I saw people that had two TVs in a basket. Wow. Xboxes and all nine. Come on
highly
now.
Highly optimistic.
I mean, I feel for the employees who worked at Walmart because they got to put those TVs back and microwaves back. I would have been like, I'm calling in sick. They don't pay me enough to hurt my back.
And before I fill my cart up, somebody will have to really confirm this is happening.
Thank you.
You just going by a damn rumor and you wasting your damn time filling up your cart and being greedy to get nothing?
And when Tyler Perry did it, those girls had, they knew he was coming. Or when he did get there, they had their baskets already filled. He just paid for it.
Makes it so much better.
Right. Painful. But, yo, when Young Thug didn't show up, man, them aisles was looking like the Rapture. There were no people in the park.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion?
And, baby, honey, this is the season, honey, to be jolly and bare back. Yes, honey. Miss Rihanna recently bought y'all her new Savage X Fenty flannel pajamas on Instagram over the weekend and had everyone, baby, clutching their pearls, honey. So take a look, honey. Now, the bottom of the pajamas, y'all, this is what I like, though, honey. The bottom of the pajamas is cut out by the butt area, child. Now, Miss Sherry girl, if you want these, honey, tied up tartan, open back PJ pants, they're only $49.95.
Oh, what a good
now,
price.
Now, I think it's very interesting. I think it's very interesting that she got the booty cut out as opposed to the front cut out.
She made it for Queens, so, honey. That's for us.
In Atlanta, those will be regarded as unisex pajamas.
They ain't unisex handcraft. They just for the Queens.
Look, I was not ready for butt cleavage to become a thing this fast.
See,
you know?
I turned them around.
You got toe cleavage. You might as well have butt cleavage.
Nah.
We got toe cleavage. We got all kinds of cleavage these days.
I don't want my booty showing.
Think about flannel, though. Isn't it? Flannel's supposed to keep you warm, but you having that right there at the top of the crack is just going to let all the heat. Your butt's going to be cold.
I don't want no air going through my crack. Them suckers be turned around. You want to get me? You ain't going. Yeah. The back door open. It's closed.
The back door is the bigger door. So, I mean, yes.
The crack need a little ventilation, too. Sometimes that crack pot get a little stanky. Get a little stanky.
A little ventilation.
It's a vent.
That's just the train.
Right now it's a vent.
It's a vent. Well, all right, y'all, man, do you want to get healthier teeth and improved oral health with this toothbrush and water flosser combo with 8 heads from Fairy Will? It's available in black and white and has 5 high-performance brushing modes, 4 water nozzles, and 2 charging cables.
Ooh, honey, will this help combat, honey, bad breath?
Gary, using the water flosser's multiple mode options, you can remove food residue and stains on teeth. Plus, with 4 brush heads included, lasting 3 months each, you won't have to worry about replacements for up to a year.
Okay, I'm sold. How much, head crack?
All right, Brad. Now, usually this toothbrush and water flosser has been seen as high as $150. But for our Dish Nation family, it's only $49.
Woo!
$49?
You know the play and where to pay. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, honey. Let's check in with Jason Lee, honey, from Hollywood Unlocked on Fox. So, Jason, is that my BFF Kevin Hart there with you today?
Thanks, Gary. That's right. Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee Uncensored is back with an all-new show. And season 3 is kicking off with Kevin Hart, who's talking about not being able to host the Oscars, whether or not he'll come back and do it if they ask him, and how he stood up for me when somebody called me a homophobic slur. That's coming up tonight. Just check it out. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Just go to foxhole.tv.
All right, up next, Andrew Freud is talking to Michael Urie, Jennifer Coolidge, and the rest of the cast of the Christmas movie Single All the Way. So come right back, y'all.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, look who's joining us. It is Andrew Freund. Andrew.
Hey, Sherry. Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. So happy to have you. So what did you bring us today, Andrew?
All right, Sherry, do you like Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Do you like gay best friends?
I love gay best friends.
Well, then, Sherry Shepherd, I have the freaking movie for you.
And I love freaking.
Oh, yes, you do.
It is called Single All the Way. It is coming to Netflix. It is a Christmas movie. We've got Jennifer Coolidge. We've got Michael Urie.
Yes.
And is it about two gay best friends that go home for the holidays? They may end up together. They may not end up together. Let's just say chaos and hijinks ensue. Let's take a look.
Jennifer, you know, in the film, your character says, the gays are always obsessed with me. Was this character based on real life?
Gosh, you know, I hated saying that line because I felt like, you know, there's someone sitting there going, shut up. You know, like there's gonna be someone sitting there somewhere just going, yeah, not bleh, whatever. But look, if there is someone out there that like, I'm thrilled. If there is someone that feels that way.
Now, guys, I want you to dispel this myth for me. Two gay people, just because they're gay, they should be together. In this movie, things happen. I won't give it away. But kind of talk to the straight people out there that just because you're gay doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end up marrying each other.
I mean, yes. You know, a lot of times, you know, gay relationships can be sort of fluid. Philippe and I missed our window in real life, mostly because he's way out of my league. But in the fictional world of Single All the Way, it might work out.
So, Andrew, I love how, you know, you talk to the guys about just because people are gay don't mean they're going to date each other.
Yeah.
But if you liked your friend, would you date him? Would you say something to him?
See, I think here's the thing. Life's short.
Because I tell Brad all the time. I said, girl, if you wasn't getting married.
Listen, I tell Brad that all the time
no,
as well.
Don't.
So let's get that straight. I think that life is short. I'm single, so you can see my handle under my name. If you want to slide into my DMs, please.
I've been sliding into Brad's DMs for like 10 years.
She's such a liar.
She's
such a liar.
Yeah, I could not date my best friend. Because we are sisters. So we sure couldn't date, honey. What are we going to do?
It seems like you know each other better than most people.
Scary.
We'll be fighting over the makeup, girl. That's my Flory Robbins, girl. That's mine.
That's my Givenchy,
okay,
bitch.
Should we maybe, if you
me,
know,
you
in a couple
me,
years?
Andrew?
Yeah,
I think I'd be too bossy, though.
That's okay. I like being bossed around.
Ooh. I think it would work.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Match
Ebony
made
and Ivory.
Yeah. Ebony.
And Ivory.
Thank you so much, Andrew, my almost husband-to-be divorced.
Let's do
it,
Sharon.
As soon as I get the prenup. So stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation.
I ain't signed no prenup. I want that shepherd money.
Okay.
She's a hustler.
More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It is time for
Dish Coming.
Okay. Buckle up. This is going to be a bumpy ride. A Delta Airlines passenger has been trending, but it's not for fighting on a plane or refusing to wear a mask. It's because she allegedly decided to breastfeed her cat.
What?
Reports are saying, reports are saying the passenger was asked to put her breast and cat away, and she refused.
What?
Now, this is on a, Delta hasn't confirmed or denied that this happened, but first off, me ouch, and second off, can you imagine sitting next to this lady?
Like, but what would you do if y'all was sitting on a plane next to a woman and she pulled out her boobs and started breastfeeding her cat? Like, what would you do?
I'm going to ask for an upgrade, because for one, I'm allergic to cats.
Me too. Me too.
I'm like, girl, that's cute, baby.
But for women who have kids, don't you have to be like pregnant or just having had a baby have milk in the
Maybe she had to get rid of her milk. Yeah. Maybe that was what it was. Because when you're pregnant and you breastfeed, if you don't expel your milk, it hurts.
Can't you pump it and put it in something, a Ziploc bag?
Other than asking for the man in 34D to do it.
Now, if the woman is cute, I'll ask for some milk as well.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.